Production engineering in 2026, backups, DNS privacy, and the limits of human understanding. The FinTech Engineering Handbook dominated the infrastructure conversation at 589 points and 178 comments. The comprehensive public document covers payment processing, regulatory compliance, database transaction patterns, and fraud detection architectures, a serious attempt to document the gap between this works in demos and this works when money is on the line. Practitioners are reportedly treating it as an ongoing reference rather than a read-once document. The handbook's section on regulatory compliance prompted a substantial thread on antitrust law and payment networks, a subject that rewards precision. The foundational antitrust statute, the Sherman Act of 1890, makes it illegal to monopolize or attempt to monopolize any part of trade or commerce, but having a large market share is not by itself illegal. The legal question is whether dominance was achieved through competing on the merits or through exclusionary conduct designed to prevent competitors from serving customers. The Department of Justice's long-running investigations into payment network interchange fees and routing restrictions center specifically on whether certain network rules constitute exclusionary conduct. For engineers building new payment rails or competing checkout flows, incumbent terms of service, routing rules, and merchant agreements are all potential antitrust evidence, not just a concern for the incumbent's own legal teams. Walrus, a Rust rewrite of the widely used WalG PostgreSQL backup tool from ClickHouse, landed more quietly at 85 points with 5 substantive comments, exactly the audience of people who run PostgreSQL at scale. The motivations are the standard case for Rust in critical infrastructure: memory safety guarantees, performance in the hot path, and a type system that makes certain classes of data corruption bugs impossible at compile time. For backup software specifically, the correctness argument is acute. A tool that silently produces corrupted archives is worse than no backup tool at all because it generates false confidence. The DNS Resolver Guide from evilbit.de earned 181 points and 61 comments by surfacing uncomfortable trade-offs in a choice most users treat as neutral. The guide compares Cloudflare's 1.11.1, Google's 8.888, Quad9, NextDNS, and others across privacy policies, logging practices, malware blocking, and performance. The HN thread's conclusion, somewhat blunter than the guide itself, is that almost every major free public DNS resolver monetizes query data in some form, and DNS queries reveal every domain a user connects to, constituting a substantial behavioral profile over time. The guide recommends running a personal recursive resolver or using Quad9 as the most privacy-preserving free option. A bounded cognition essay from shapeofthesystem.com, drawing 51 points, offered a philosophical compliment. Our ability to understand the systems we build is fundamentally limited, and sound engineering practice should be designed around that limitation. Keeping modules small enough for a single person to hold in their head, specifying explicit contracts between components, and documenting decisions made at moments of understanding that future maintainers may not be able to reconstruct.